The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. We have more cosmic company.
Astronomers have discovered a star that has seven Earth-like planets orbiting it.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. And I know, your first question is, when can I catch the next rocket?
This star is something like 39 light years away, or 229 trillion miles.
So, not right away. But it is close enough to answer the ultimate question. More after this. Here it is, another Earth-like planet, and not just one, but a bunch of them.
Finding a second Earth is not just a matter of if, but when.
NASA scientist Thomas Zurbuchen announcing the discovery of seven Earth-sized planets circling a red dwarf star 39 light years away. The sun glows red, with 1/200th the light of our own sun. All seven planets are closer to their sun than Mercury is to ours, so their year is very short. 36 hours in the case of the closest planet. And they likely don't rotate, which means the sun stays in the sky all the time, unless you move to the other side of the planet. But what's most important is that three of these planets appear to be perfectly positioned to allow liquid water. So, two questions. Could there be life? Bill Harwood.
Where you've got sunlight, liquid water, possibly organic compounds, you have the possibility for life.
And if there is life, will we ever know? CBS's Chip Reed says, yes. Because while we may never visit any of these planets,
by astronomical standards, they're practically next door. Close enough that when the James Webb Space Telescope is launched next year, it will be able to analyze the planet's atmospheres.
And I know it may be a coincidence, but this system is located in the constellation Aquarius. Did you see today's horoscope for Aquarius? Your good fortune is the best part of your life right now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.